Blog Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, July 20th, 2022. Wow, the year's going by. It seems like so fast. This is Foxology, and I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Wednesday, people all over the world and land. Welcome to another edition of what always proves to be enlightening and exciting and inspiring info. Boy, I know how to pat myself on the back, don't I? Info on things that you may want to know more about. I have to do that, you know, because people are not always jumping up patting me on the back, so I do a good job on my own. Anyway, I have the most amazing special guests all the time. If you listen, you know that already. And they come to serve and share what's going on in their God-designed places in business and in the world. And you know, you already know there's so much value here on this Foxology stage. And it's my goal to highlight and spotlight and bring light on a wide variety of topics and people from various walks of life whose paths and avenues help all of us toward a better understanding and wonderful knowledge of so many, many, many things. That's how I do it. Yes, indeed. Well, today my special guest is leading the way with a concept we love and often put into practice, paying it forward. She is MJ Holly Harper, and she is the founder, director, and CEO of Paying It Forward Projects here in Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. And she has a special event coming up this weekend, and she's going to tell us all about that and all about her organization. So take a seat, relax, and let's see what she's got to say. Welcome, MJ.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor
it's
to be here with you this
joy.
Morning. Afternoon.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. So glad to have you. So glad that I came across your information, and I'm even more excited that I will be there in the house when this is all going on.
Yes, ma'am. I'm excited to have you join us. It's going to be a beautiful occasion. Beautiful occasion.
I can already tell just by the beautiful people. Listen, you're doing a wonderful thing here with the Pay It Forward project. Mm-hmm. And I always like to ask people, because I know that we don't get to these places and stages in life where we're wanting to be such a great impact on people without some kind of interesting backstory. And so mm-hmm. what I'd like for you to tell us is about yours. Where did the concept come from? And, you know, where did you come from, MJ, with having such a compassionate heart for doing things for people?
Well, thank you so much for asking. We started Pay It Forward Projects back in 2016. And I mm-hmm. like to tell the story that we are a nonprofit that started when we fed 75 people on accident. I am from St. Louis. I am a native of St. Louis, and I moved here in 2012. And I joined a Facebook group at the time that was called STL in the DFW, and it was primarily people in the Texas area who had migrated from the Midwest or from St. Louis, Missouri. And I found in that group that there were quite a few people just like myself who were homesick around the holidays, weren't able to get back to see family and friends for, you know, whatever reasons, work, school, so on and so forth. So I began to host a dinner at my house every holiday. And this particular holiday, it was such a blessing. We had so much food. It wasn't until the end of the night and someone yells from the kitchen, "Hey, what's up with this turkey in the oven?" We realized that we had had so much food and we were so abundantly blessed that we forgot about the main course, the turkey, you know. And I said, well, you know, what am I going to do with all of this food? And we decided, long story short, to cut that turkey up, go get some loaves of bread and Hostess cakes and chips and bottled water, and we made 75 bag lunches. And that day after Christmas, we decided, just as friends, to go into downtown Dallas and distribute those lunches to the unsheltered and less fortunate in the area. It was such a beautiful experience, being able to give back, that we pledged to do it every year after that.
Special. Mm-hmm. No, no, don't apologize. Liz, I was just thinking how special that is, and even just going back to your initial idea of thinking about people who had, you know, migrated to the area who had no family around. That's, when I moved to Texas, I moved to Houston, and I had zero relatives there.
Yeah.
So I think that is such a beautiful idea, and just take a look at how it has blossomed into such a incredible thing that you're doing right now. You know, I want to ask you this, because I asked it in the first question, but that compassionate heart that you have, and even the fact that you thought about doing what you were doing, I'm curious to know about your upbringing. Were you surrounded with people who had the same kind of heart for helping? Where did that come from in you?
Oh, absolutely. Born and bred. I am a PK, a preacher's kid,
mm-hmm.
born and raised.
I figured.
And yes, ma'am. My father and mother pastor a church back in St. Louis, Missouri, Christ Community Temple, Church of God in Christ. Where my father is pastor, Bishop William L. Harper, Jr., and he has pastored there now for 40 years. And so I grew up in the ministry. Growing up in the ministry, I worked as a youth minister. I worked as a youth counselor, department leader, praise and worship, you name it, I did it in the church. So that included helping hands, the hospitality, the pantry. And I was brought up around some amazing people who had amazing hearts. And a lot of them have gone on now, but I carry them with me all the time. The leader of our outreach ministry and food pantry, Matt Johnson, our finance officer who always was able to help our families in need or in financial crisis, Deacon Glover Robinson, people like that, they are going on, but they have left a lasting impression and a great example of the Good Samaritan, you know, and that's what
mm-hmm.
we strive to be. And I always try to remember that regardless of what our economic status is or our upbringing or our social position, we are all one crisis, one paycheck, one life-changing event from being the people that we service. And
mm-hmm.
so
I agree.
We pledge to pay it forward because we believe that we are blessed to be a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the way I was raised, and that has just been instilled in me over the years to get out and do the work. A lot of times we focus on the ministry within the church, but, you know, God wants us to go outside of the four walls and bless his people. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I do what I do. I remember when my husband and I at the time started, I told him, you know, God shared with me, if you take care of my business, I'll take care of yours. And so the business
won't
that
do
he
it?
Has assigned me to, yes, he will. He will, and he does it for me. He does it for me every day, and even this gala, you know, that is God keeping his promise to me. And so I strive to keep my promise and my commitment to him, and that is to take care of his people. You know, take care of his people, and that's my inspiration. That's why we do what we do.
Well, we're going to talk about the event in just a few minutes, but I want to keep, you know, bouncing around the topic of paying it forward, because I do think it's such a wonderful concept. I know a lot of people hear it, a lot of people do it, but a whole lot of people don't. And so I think the story that you shared, makes it understandable how easy it is to do something kind and generous and helpful and valuable for someone. But I'd like for you to share, I know that you talked about that one thing, but I know that you mentioned to me several opportunities there are for people to be blessed by what you do. So let's talk about what paying it forward just means in a general concept to you, and then tell us about all those things your organization is doing.
Absolutely. So for me, paying it forward, this program, all of the programs that we operate are particularly dear to me because I have been the person that we help at some stage in life. You know, and I have experienced the struggle, you know, the struggle of being a single mom, the struggle of trying to make it, the struggle of trying to, you know, get ahead with a good job or finding resources in the community to care for my family or my needs or employment opportunities or sometimes needing to participate in a food pantry or to take advantage of, you know, going to the different missions or the outreach places and sometimes having to get your clothes, your furniture, so on and so forth. I have been on both sides. I've been on the sides where I needed the help, and now I believe that I'm blessed to be in a position to bless the next person because I can do so with empathy and compassion and let them know that, hey, you can make it through this. You can overcome this. I'm a witness. I've been there, you know. And that is why we're called Pay It Forward Projects, because everyone that is a part of our team or that works, we can identify with the people that we service in one capacity or another. We offer four programs currently. Our primary program, our starter program, My Baby, is Tiffany's Heart. That is our unsheltered and indigent program where we provide warm meals, clothing, shoes, blankets, tents, things of that nature. We go out into the community on a seasonal basis, either usually during the summer or during the winter season, and we provide these services to the unsheltered community in Tarrant County and in Dallas County. So we fluctuate all across that area from downtown to the south side, the east side. If anybody that needs assistance, we provide that for them. The other program that we offer is called Sharon's Rose. It's our family resource program. A lot of times along the way, people don't know where to turn. They don't know where to get the help that they need. They don't even know where to start. You know, so with Sharon's Rose, we serve as a resource to help our families find the resources that they need to get the services that they need, whether it be food pantry, clothes, job opportunities. We help them seek out those resources if we do not have those resources in-house ourselves. We also provide families with clothing for the children. You know, those uniforms, it's school time. You know, they can be pretty costly, you know. So we try to help family by recycling, you know, things that we get from the community in-kind donations to make sure the kids have uniforms, that they have backpacks and shoes and things of that nature. Our parents, our families as well, trying to make sure that they have the things that they need to maintain their household, including, you know, household goods, furnishings, whatever we get that comes into pay it forward projects, we redirect it out to those in need through our Tiffany's Heart program and through our Sharon's Rose program. And that is done through our intake program, which is MJ's Closet. That is dear to my heart. And pretty much anything that we get throughout the community, whether it be from private donors, corporations, businesses, those things come in, we separate them, we decipher them, and we put them back out in the community at no charge to our clients. None whatsoever. We pick it up, we deliver it, they pick it up, whatever's most convenient to make sure that we are able to aid those families that are in need. And our last program is the Young Survivors Camp. And that is a mentorship program for young people ages 12 years old to 26, where we take time during the summer, we take a weekend camp, and we offer classes that are not typically offered in the school system anymore, that is going to help our kids to move to the next level and deal with some real life issues and be able to move forward and succeed as productive citizens. And that includes basic classes such as typing classes, how to tell time with a manual clock versus just a digital clock. What if the digital clock stopped working? Are you not going to be able to tell time anymore? You know, so we teach classes like that. We teach classes on penmanship. I used to work in the medical profession, and a lot of times we would get, you know, medical information incorrect because our people, our generation today, they don't write well. It's hard to read their writing, their penmanship. So these are things that we are seeking to correct, to prepare our young people to go out into society, go out into the working field and be successful. We provide classes on internet access, how to apply for a job, how to write a resume, how to interview for the job, things of that nature. We bring in professional human resource managers and generalists and recruiters to actually tell our young people what they look for, what makes them a good candidate, you know, what disqualifies them, how to dress, how to speak, how to sell themselves, because we want to set them up to succeed. And even when it comes to everyday life and basics, like checking your tire pressure or changing your oil or flat tire or needing to get your car serviced, we are linked with different mechanic programs and schools that will come out on that weekend and teach our young men and women how to take care of car basics for themselves, show them how to save some money, you know, show them how to, you know, be proactive and address issues with your car before they happen, you know. So we deal with a lot of real-life issues with our Young Survivors Camp. So those are the programs that we are successfully operating with Pay It Forward Projects right now. And a lot of our programs we link together with other organizations such as yours and some of the beautiful ladies that we'll be talking about in a moment who have nonprofit organizations as well. We partner with them and we support each other. We support other organizations with the resources that we have available.
Well, it's amazing what you are doing, and I have a couple of questions that I'd like to particularly ask for the audience. You're meeting an incredible amount of I would say are urgent type of needs. Probably thousands of people have a need like today. What I want to know is as far as the client, how do they get qualified for your programs? What's the criteria so that a person will know when they reach out?
I am a very simple person, and I believe that sometimes, you know, when we can discourage people from wanting help. So I try to keep it real simple. Or asking, yes, because, you know, sometimes dealing with a lot of issues, you got to go through filling out all these applications. You got to wait 2 or 3 weeks for a result. You got to have this. You got to have that. You got to be this poor. You got to be that, you know. And, you know, everybody needs a little help sometimes. So as of right now, if someone needed the assistance of Pay It Forward projects, it would simply be a phone call. I need help is all we ask for. You know, I need help, and our response is simply, how can we help? And that is what we do.
That's awesome. And that was exactly why I did ask the question, MJ, because I've talked to people who just were totally discouraged from following through on some of the processes that are in place, trying to get assistance for some of the simpler things that we just need, you know, as I said, like today. You know, we don't want to go through a process that takes 2 or 3 weeks to, you know, get a bed for our kids. You know, that's why I was asking that question, because people need to know that right now the way that you have God is strategized is that they just need to call you and ask. And I think that's wonderful. And we'll get that contact information toward the end of the show. What I'd like for you to talk about now is let's take a shift and talk about the Inspiring Women's Gala, Award Gala, that's coming up Sunday.
Yes, Sunday, July the 24th, 2022 at 5 p.m. We are going to have an amazing time at Pay It Forward Project's Inspiring Women's Award Gala. This is an opportunity for us to come together and highlight women who are making an impact in their individual communities. Texas is a big place. It's a big place. And we are blessed that these women are spread all over, able to touch the lives and make an impact in their immediate community. So our focus is to celebrate women who are making a contribution to society through their entrepreneurship, education, social services, humanitarianism efforts, as well as those women who are having a social and cultural impact in their immediate community and worldwide. Some of these women are, you know, making an impact, and they are reaching above and beyond and making extensions of their hands that go from city to city, state to state, and globally as well. So these women have served as an inspiration. Their stories are amazing. Their stories of perseverance and endurance, and sacrifice, and success. These are women who have been successful in what they do, in their professions, in their communities, and they manage to do all of this yet while being human, being mothers, being daughters, being wives, being friends, dealing with, you know, everyday life issues. And they persevere, and they strive, and they thrive, and they are a testament that anything is possible. Their stories are amazing. And I know for me, the past 2 years, 2.5 years of my life has been difficult, going through a divorce, going through health issues, pre and post COVID, dealing with financial struggle and being discouraged, you know, even in my work with Pay It Forward projects. You know, there was a time when I wanted to just call up under the bed, not up under the sheets, up under the bed, you know, just dealing with my own mental health and wellness and spirituality and well-being. It can be a struggle, you know, and I was completely discouraged. And in that moment of despair, I pay attention to the people that I come in contact with, the people that I friend on Facebook or I follow on social media, Instagram, things of these nature. And I came across these different women, and their stories just reignited that passion in me for the work that I do. They gave me that extra push that I needed to say, okay, it's time to get up now. It's time to get back to work. You know, you don't want to be left behind. And as I began to meet these women and interact with them and communicate with them, their personalities, their characters, their spirits solidified that this was the right thing to do, that these women were worthy to be celebrated, you know, and that they serve as an inspiration to others like myself, as well as to those who are yet to start, you know, their futures, start their nonprofits, start their businesses or their own food line or whatever it is that they want to do. They serve as an inspiration to others that you can do it. It's not going to be easy, but you can do it, you know. And so we want to celebrate them and let them know that they are an inspiration, that people are watching, that people do see the difference that they're making in the community, and to encourage them to keep on because we need them. We need them in the work that they're doing. So this is an opportunity for us to come together and do that, and it's twofold. In addition to celebrating these beautiful spirits, we are also using this as Pay It Forward Project's first annual fundraiser. And this will be a major fundraiser for us because it's going to allow us to take the programs that we offer to the next level. It's going to give us the exposure that we need to reach out to other people and communities like ourselves that are working and striving to make a difference. It gives us an opportunity to meet other organizations and leaders and partner with them and tell them, hey, how can I be a help to you? And this is how you can help me, because it's all about helping each other. It's all about supporting each other for the greater good of our society. So that's what we're coming together to do.
Well, that all is incredibly wonderful, and I just listen, honor you for wanting to honor other people, because as I said, I have to pat my own self on the back most of the time. But that's
yes,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But tell people about the whole evening. There's so much more.
Oh, there is so much more going on. We are going to have a good time. You know, this is an after five event, a formal event. So this gives everyone an opportunity to get suited and booted and look real pretty. And like everybody say, you know, get your face beat and your hair done and all that stuff. And come out and just feel good about yourself. The evening is going to begin at 5 o'clock p.m. With an open reception and cash bar. We also have vendors who will be there to partake in the event. We have some amazing vendors. We have J&A Essence Scents. It's a candle company, black-owned and operated, based right out of Tarrant County. It's James Burns and Angela McIntosh. I'm telling you, honey, I have not, these candles, Bath and Body Works don't have that on these candles. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Wow.
They are going to come out, and they are home of the $5 candle. And when I tell you, when you come out, you're going to wish you had, you know, more than $5. So bring you more than $5 because I tell you they got some amazing scents, amazing scents. You will not be disappointed at all. In addition to J&A, we have Niecy's Necessities, Miss Anissa Singletary. She is also a black-owned and operated business based out of Tarrant County in the Arlington area. And Niecy has some amazing products, all types of purses and handbags and wallets and jewelry, hair accessories, things of that nature that, you know, every girl loves. She will be there with her full inventory because this is a women's gala, and we like to look good. You know, we like to look good. So what would it be without having someone there to add those extra accessories to make us look and feel good? And we are so blessed this year for our first Inspiring Women's Gala. We were blessed to receive a partnership or an endorsement with Kendra Scott Jewelers. That's Kendra Scott University Park, which is located in Fort Worth, Texas. Kendra Scott is coming on as one of our sponsors, and will also be a vendor at our event with certain pieces from their jewelry line. And they have committed that any sales from that night, 20% of all proceeds will be donated to Pay It Forward projects. And that is amazing. In addition to that, they are setting up an online shop for us for 2 days, which will be on Sunday, July the 24th and Sunday, July the 25th, where you can go online to their website and you can provide the give back code. I'll pull that up and provide you with that in a moment in case your listeners would like to participate in that. But you can go online
ask you just to move your mic a little bit further away from your, just slightly away from wherever it is, just a little bit. There's a little popping going on. I want you to be clear.
Yeah, I heard that. I wasn't sure if it was me or... they will also be doing a give back online where you can go online to their website for 2 days and you can put in our give back code. Anything that you purchase from the website using that give back code, they will give us 20% of those sales and endorsements as well. So we are so appreciative and grateful to have them online and have them on board with us. So those are our vendors that will be here with us. And we are excited to be a part. So there will be opportunities for we will have raffles. We've had different organizations to donate gift cards. We've had different organizations to donate their products and services to allow us to be able to raffle those items off at the event. So you definitely don't want to miss it. We have some great entertainment lined up as well. We have saxophonist and vocalist John Taylor, who is going to be there, and he'll be our special guest providing entertainment along with DJ Momo. A local DJ in the area. He's amazing. He usually does all my events, and he is excellent. So you can bring your dancing shoes because we're going to celebrate and enjoy each other a little bit as well. And, of course, I don't want to forget to mention our spoken word artist, our poetic lyricist. Her name is Alicia Alzahar. And she will be blessing us with spoken word, a few of her selections from her upcoming book. So we have a wonderful evening in store for you guys. So I am definitely looking forward to it, and I'm excited about it. And hopefully if you would like to volunteer and be a part of Pay It Forward Projects, you can do that.
If you want to be a sponsor, if you want to bid on any of the items that we have, you can do that. We welcome that. And I can make sure that you have my contact information. So if someone just wants to find out some more information about Pay It Forward projects, they can give me a call as well.
Okay, well, I need to mention a couple of things. Mm-hmm. You did not mention that it includes
okay.
dinner.
Okay, yes,
I know
yes,
there's
yes.
so much for you to try to remember. I'm just wanting to make sure people know they get to eat, too. So
yes,
that's
ma'am.
Part.
Yes, ma'am.
And then,
the
event
is going to be at...
Go ahead.
I'm
Go
sorry,
ahead.
We had kind of a break up there. The event is going to be at the White Room Banquet Facility, located in Pantego, Texas, also considered Arlington, Texas, 2227 West Park Row Avenue. This is an amazing venue. When you walk in, you will be awed. It's absolutely beautiful, and the food is amazing. We had the opportunity to do a tasting and pick out all the goodies for the night, and I'm telling you, you're in store for a five-course meal, and it's gonna be awesome.
Okay, one other thing, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap because I know you need to get going. You forgot one of your vendors. My hand is up.
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am, absolutely.
I'll be there as a vendor, but that's not what I want to focus on, but I just wanted to put that out there. I wanted you to let people know if there are still vendor opportunities available.
I have two vendor spaces remaining. Vendor spaces are $100, and that vendor space includes your meal for the evening because I would not dare have vendors come out and watch us eat for 4 hours because the food is going to be amazing. So your cost of your admission, your meal, is included in your vendor space in addition to an 8x10 space, an 8-foot table with black tablecloth, and you'll be able to partake in all of that for a flat rate of $100. One thing that I hear a lot of vendors saying is they don't like to do events anymore because they don't make the money. They've got 3 and 4 of the same vendors there, too much competition. Well, one thing I wanted to do, I want everyone to be blessed from this event. I want to see everybody win, everybody succeed. So our goal is to make sure that we have one vendor of each particular type or so that you have an opportunity to benefit from being a vendor. And it doesn't put you in the red, but it puts you in the black. So I have two vendor spaces available. As I mentioned, we have a accessories vendor. We have a candles vendor. We have yourself representing your nonprofit and your book. We have Alicia Alzahar, our spoken word lyricist, who also has a book. So we have those vendors there. We have Kendra Scott. So we are still open to other vendors. We have select types that we're able to have because of the event space, but you can give me a call, and I can definitely let anyone know who's interested how they can sign up to be a vendor.
Okay, well, as we wrap up, I want you to just again tell people who you are, what you represent, and how they can get hold of you.
Absolutely. My name is MJ Harper, founder and director of Pay It Forward Projects, and that's Pay It, the number 4-word, W-A-R-D, and Projects, Pay It Forward Projects, where we believe that we are blessed to be a blessing to others. If you would like to volunteer, if you would like to make a donation, whether it be monetary or in kind, or if you are in need of assistance, give us a call. You can call me directly, 682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682-682 601-751-0576. Again, that's 682-701-0576. You can also email me at mjholly.pift@outlook.com. or Pay It Forward Projects, completely spelled out, Pay It Forward Projects at Outlook.com. And we look forward to seeing you guys. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Well, it's a special pleasure to have met you. I just felt all the divinity in that connection. And thank you so much for making yourself available to do this interview. I am so looking forward to this event and everything else you all do.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I think I found my people.
Yes.
You know,
Absolutely.
I think I found my people.
Yes.
So I am
yes.
so looking forward to
you. And
the
thing is, you know, we want to partner with organizations. Yes, ma'am. We want to partner, if I may add, you know, we want to partner with other organizations like yourself. So if you have an organization and you're helping men and women in the community, whether it be ex-convicts who have come out and they're trying to get back into the workforce or trying to get on their feet and get their own apartment, give me a call. MJ, my person needs some clothes for an interview. My person needs some clothes from work. My person needs some bed linens for their new house or a headboard or a couch. Give us a call. If we have it, it's yours.
All right. Well, listen, I look forward to seeing you face-to-face and enjoying the event and thanking you again for being such an amazing person and a wonderful guest today. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. I look forward to seeing you so soon.
You enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. You do the same. See you on Sunday.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank all of you, too, for taking time today to listen again. I've been talking to MJ Harper of Paying It Forward Projects. Wonderful event happening this Sunday, Inspiring Women's Award Gala. For more information, you can look her up on any of the social medias. I'm pretty sure that you are going to find her on Facebook for sure under MJ Holly. So look for her there. If you want to contact her directly, you can do that at 682-701-7576. If you want tickets to the event, you can search Eventbrite and Paying It Forward Projects for this Sunday, the Inspiring Women's Award Gala. It is going to be phenomenal. So I'm looking forward to seeing you. Hopefully you can come out and join in on the fun. Want to remind you, you know, I got some books out that y'all can get. Stay in the Ring and What is Faith are on Amazon.com. So all you have to do is go to Amazon.com and put those titles in, Stay in the Ring and What is Faith, but you know what you got to do? You also got to put my name up there beside them, or you just can start with my name, because there are other authors with not just similar titles, but the same titles as What is Faith and Stay in the Ring. How'd that happen? I don't know, because I sure did Google all of that before I started my projects, but, you know, stuff happens. So I'm just trying to make sure you get my book, and you can get theirs, too, if you feel so compelled to, but for mine, you will have to search Silver Ray Fox Books, and they will display along with some other information about some things that I do. So go and look for those if you would, please. I would just be ever so excited and grateful if you bought my books. I will look forward to talking to you again next week. I have another exciting guest on board for next week. Thursday, actually, and we'll talk about some of the fun things that she's doing with her life and for people as well. So I will look forward to talking to you then. Oh, one more thing. My webpage, silverrayfox.com, got lots of articles there that are meant to empower and inspire. So take a look at those. There's tons of them there. I've been writing them for years, and I've written everything there. I didn't borrow anybody else's anything. If it sounds like I did, it wasn't intentional. I write all of those with a greatest intent to just bring what has come to my mind and heart to you. So there's lots of articles there that I know will be a blessing to you. And also, I have a blog. I'm kind of running. I've written hundreds of these, and so I'm kind of going through putting others in that people may have not seen, you know, 4 and 5 years ago. But it's called Let's Talk About Faith. So you can find that, too, if you Google it, Let's Talk About Faith blog with Silver Ray Fox contributions. There's lots of them there. Just, you know, short encouragements and, again, words of inspiration. You know, we need that stuff to keep us motivated. So with that in mind, again, I'm going to look forward to talking to you next week. And the week after that, I'm coming with a Master Your Mindset edition that I think you're really going to enjoy. It's something I have a lot of fun with. So we'll be talking about some communication stuff that I think you'll find really helpful and interesting. So you have yourself a great day. And I will talk to you next time. In the meantime, be good, be blessed, and be awesome.
Are you still there?
I am. Let's wait for the movie to stop.